Us live a little. It's now the time. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Other than for rare occasions, mainly fun drives, I've been producing Terrasonic mostly from home over the last year, but felt compelled to do this show live today, to be here with you in this moment on this bright, beautiful spring day at the end of Boulder's darkest week. I tend to stay away from programming music around current events on Terrasonic because you can really get caught up in that, and just preferring instead to let the music do the talking. But as I was telling Indra, KGNU's music director, yesterday, this time, of course, it's personal. As always, I've got a lot of excellent music for you. Most of it's selected to match the mood around town these days. Much of it's more subdued and or melancholic, perhaps, than you usually hear on Terrasonic. But it's offered in the spirit of uplift and healing and community, and I hope it brings you some sense of comfort or distraction for this next hour. I'm here. The phone's on, 303-442-4242. If you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. This is Terrasonic on your community radio station, listener-supported KGNU.
Yeah. Música tem vocação. Oi, alma, dor de amor é moda de chuva. Cada nação planta novo danço. Oi, alma, dor de amor que tem vocação. Oi, alma, dor de amor é moda de chuva. Cada nação planta novo danço. Perguntou pra mim, enrolando a volta, negar as postas, tem vergonha. Mas vida perguntou pra mim, enrolando.
Yeah. cheza mana sur trasă un frunte trasă un vizar mi-a păben la băia la trase ke ben adama ngir bu jam ko kero bam wote assemble présente Adam amna ko bañ amna ñu nango ñu dañ bañ ba légui ñu bañ ba légui a évolué. L'humanité. Il a vraiment évolué avec le temps des temps, parmi le temps des temps. Et la terre continuait à tourner. Elle-même. Pacifiquement, loyalement.
Minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday. Thank you for joining me and making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your day and your life. We began the show with music from Cape Verde's Cimentera from a record that came out around 2000 called Cabo Verde and Serenata, and a track called Dor de Amor, one of the more beautiful songs I could think of, and felt like some beauty is appropriate right now. Followed that with Sheikh Lo from Senegal, Zikr Lahi, a prayer for his soul in paradise that comes from a tribute to the late great Qawwali singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. And then some new music also with some ties to Senegal, the Wawa Collective. Their new release is called Yaral Sadum, and we heard Salam Aleikum from that one. And in the background right now, brand new music from Tete Bero and a track called Emergence from the Medicine Sessions. So, of course, the events of this past week weighing heavily on everyone's minds, and I've been in Boulder a long time, and I wanted to share something about that. And of course, these are strictly my views and not those of KGNU. It's just me talking. I arrived in Boulder 35 years ago this summer, and for the past 25 have lived about 2 minutes away from the Table Mesa King Supers. Like many have said this week, that's our store. And I have a surprisingly strong sense of pride about that particular King Supers. I once met a vice president from Natural Grocers a few years ago, shortly after their Pearl Street store opened. And I told him I like Natural Grocers, but that their store is not really on my way to anything. And besides, I'm plenty happy with our Table Mesa King Supers. And he said, I don't blame you. That particular King Supers is actually one of the most respected grocery stores in the entire country across all chains. So maybe that's why it's always felt different in there, why there's an article in the Denver Post today about how much that store means to the South Boulder community. If you just take a look at the memorial along the fence in front, and I encourage you to do that. It's a powerful experience. But my first thought when I went there the other day was, where did all these flowers come from? I only know to buy flowers from here, from King Supers. And I look forward to doing so again someday. This is something that this community is going to, it's going to pull the community together, I hope. It's a crazy way to do it. It's a, you know, literally insane way to do it. But hopefully we're all feeling each other right now. And let's keep checking in with each other. Okay, back to the music. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. My name is Joel Davis. This is Terrasonic on Community Radio KGNU.
Me find my wishing star. Only you understand how lonely I am. Understand, you take me far away.
I was thinking about sampling and also collaging. In a way, these are methods that bring things together that were displaced and fragmented. مردم ما پارچه پارچه شده. You know, توتا توتا. The کل کنجای دنیا and collaging and sampling bring all the pieces together. Not to show that we're all the same, not to show a unity or anything, you know. To show that there are so many different versions of us and we don't know about each other because we are everywhere. We are displaced, we have been refugees, we have been migrants. Some of us are in Afghanistan and there's still more. It's just time to bring this together. Collage and sample us together. Back together.
došli u nov Jugo American supermarket koji je tu samo zbog vas, poštovani kupci. Ne dajte da vas kradu.
Amo los in supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I can be here for special offer.
Guaranteed personality.
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. listener-supported community radio for Boulder, Denver, the Front Range, and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. We're a little over halfway through this week's trip. And just heard a track from Belgrade's Emir Kusturica and the No Smoking Orchestra covering, of course, the Clash's Lost in the Supermarket. Aima, the Auntie Flo remix from Nicola Cruz that just came out this week. And before that, also new music. I don't know much about this. Got this in the latest batch of new stuff from the KGNU Music Department. Farhot, the artist. The record is called Kabul Fire 2. And I'm like, I didn't even hear Kabul Fire 1. So I'm going to have to track that down. But a very cool, interesting record. And from that we heard sampling Watana Bia Basham. Prior to that, Brigitte Bardot, Mr. Sun. And nice to see the sun today for sure. Spring is upon us and not a moment too soon. Right now in the background, the title track to a new record by Trinidadian steel pan player Fimber Bravo. Apparently he's been doing this for a long time and is somewhat of a legend, but this record is the first I've heard of him. And I'm very happy to be aware of this man's music because it's a really fantastic record. Again, it's called Lunar Tread, T-R-E-D-D, and this is the title track to that. Back to the music here on Terrasonic on KGNU. If you're looking to for some resources to help grapple with this week's events, vigils, that sort of thing, there's a lot of info about that right now at kgnu.org. Please check that out. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me at 303-442-4242. I'd be happy to hear from you. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
just needed someone to tell. Your ears are crawling with whispers, something to yell. Your chest's all tight, somewhere to burst. Your footprints in wet concrete got you stuck. Does it hurt?
It's Terrasonic on KGNU, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music rounds into the final turn. That last track, brand new music from Seba Campos off the Cosmic Awakenings label based in Tulum, Mexico, and a track called Respiro that comes from the Respirar EP. Prior to that, brand new music from Nitin Sahni. First time we've heard from him in a while. And his new record, Immigrants, is it's simply gorgeous. And, of course, intense, but beautiful. Beautiful record. And from that, we heard Box featuring Gina Leonard. From the dearly departed Chebi Saba, it was Violin Solo from his third release, Krishna Leela. And before that, it was Fimber Bravo from a new record called Lunar Tread. Right now in the background, brand new music from DJ Juan Data from Argentina via Oakland, where he's resided for many years. And this record is called Mas Ritmos Crotos, another excellent beat tape from Juan Data. The Donovan just walked in to bring you Reggae Bloodlines coming up at the top of the hour. Be sure to stay tuned for that, but we've got a lot of music we're going to pack into this last 15 minutes as well. If you'd like to reach me, I'm here today at 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer, no me quieres. Amor, llorando por...
y quedó llorando, 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 por tu amor.
Up on the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's magic carpet ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. Just heard new music from Omar Sosa, Cuban pianist, acclaimed, award-winning. Back in 2009, he traveled to East Africa, visited like 8 different countries, recorded a bunch of music, and then a couple of years ago, I went back into the studio with those tapes and added to it and released a record called An East African Journey, and it's really good stuff there from Omar Sosa. We heard a track called Che Che. Before that, from the Mulholland Drive soundtrack, Rebecca Del Rio's version, rendition of Roy Orbison's Crying, Llorando. And taking us out of here right now, Goat, from the album Requiem, and a track called Goodbye. Keep it tuned to KGNU, though. There's a lot of great music still ahead. We've got headlines from the BBC coming up at the top of the hour, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae music on Reggae Bloodlines. And I can think of no better person to bring that to us today than one Donovan Maka. And he is standing by, getting ready to do just that. I know where I'll be for the next 3 hours. At 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Danielle, your host this afternoon. Full hour of news from the BBC at 6, and then KGNU's Saturday evening music programming kicks off at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find an archive of Terrasonic playlists, all of that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. There's so much there. I encourage you to check it out. There's also an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Again, for resources around the incidents occurring in Boulder earlier this week, I encourage you to check out our website, kgnu.org. Lots of relevant and up-to-the-minute information there. Thanks again for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other. Let's hold each other close, and we'll see you next Saturday here for another episode of Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thanks for listening.
In Mozambique say Islamist militants have seized the northern town of Palma, the hub of a huge gas project run by international oil companies, including the French giant Total. The Mozambican army is reported to have withdrawn from the town. The insurgents raided the town on Wednesday, attacking shops, banks and a military barracks. Catherine Biarohanga has the latest.
It's very hard to verify information. So right now what we're getting is reports from people who've been able to reach the phone or get out of the town. And what we understand is this was a very carefully, well-planned attack by these ISIS-linked militants. They came into the town from three different directions. Some people say that they've taken the advantage in this battle, that they've taken strategic points in Palmer.
There's growing concern in Germany about the rapid rise in coronavirus infections. Decisions about lockdowns are not made by the federal government, but the health minister, Jens Spahn, said people's movements and contacts needed to be reduced to slow the third wave of the pandemic. From Berlin, here's Damian McGuinness.
Health Minister Jens Spahn says he wants Germany to enter a complete lockdown immediately for up to 2 weeks. Otherwise, he warns, hospitals could soon be overwhelmed. He believes a complete shutdown is needed to break a third wave of the pandemic. Only then, he said, can Germany start thinking about easing restrictions. Because of Germany's political system, this is not something the health minister can decide unilaterally. But with infection rates rising fast, his comments add to the growing number of voices that believe another shutdown may be unavoidable.
The UN Human Rights Office says it has had reports of up to 91 people killed by the Burmese security forces on the bloodiest day yet of demonstrations against last month's coup. It said the shocking violence had spanned 40 locations. Laura Bicker reports.
Witnesses reported that the sound of gunfire at times seemed relentless. Smoke from various fires rose above the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. Local media claimed that a number of children have been shot. As the number of dead continues to rise, this has become one of the bloodiest days since the military seized power on February the 1st. The United Nations in Myanmar said it was horrified by the needless loss of life. The United States, the EU and the UK all called for the violence to stop immediately.
An ethnic armed group in eastern Myanmar says government fighter jets have bombarded a village in territory it controls. The Karen National Union said hours earlier it had overrun an army base, killing 10 soldiers. There are reports at least 2 people died in the airstrikes as villagers fled. World News from the BBC. Several thousand women have demonstrated in Istanbul to demand that the Turkish government reverse a decision to pull out of an international convention designed to protect women from domestic violence. The crowd chanted the names of women killed by their partners in the week since President Erdogan signed the decree. The head of Amnesty International in Turkey called the move a disaster for millions of women and children. Police in Belarus have detained more than 100 people after the opposition called for further protests against the authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. There was a heavy deployment of security forces in Minsk, but no sign of mass protests. Some people holding individual pickets were arrested, as were a number of journalists. They included 2 editors of the Tut.by website and the editor-in-chief of the Naša Niva site. A pilot concert is taking place in Spain to test the viability of holding large cultural